Divine Office Podcast, we're just fitting you in near the end of my night with evening prayer. Let us begin with the invitatory. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. So we have the Comet of Virgins, we have the Comet of Martyrs. We have many, many ways to celebrate St. Agnes today, because she is distinct in many ways. Let's go ahead and go for Virgins. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. Now we begin the song for evening prayer. The Virgin Agnes shed her blood on this her very day of heavenly birth. She paid her holy debt with love and poured her spirit back to God. Mature enough for martyrdom, still yet too young for marriage vows, yet as a bride she comes led forth with joy upon her countenance. Urged on to light with flaming torch the altars of a heinous God, she says, no virgin vowed to Christ shall take up torches meant for this. This fire snuffs out all faith in Christ. These flames obscure and steal the light. Strike here, yes, here, that I may quench these altars with my flowing blood. How nobly she endured the blow. For as she wrapped her cloak around, she sank to earth on bended knee. So pure and modest as she fell, to you, Lord Jesus, glory be, who are the Virgin Mary's Son, with God the Father ever blessed, and loving spirit ever one. Amen. Christ's virgin could not be broken by any terror, nor won over by false allurements. Psalm 116, Thanksgiving. We must endure many trials before entering God's kingdom. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal, for he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just. Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God of power and mercy, through your Son's passion and resurrection, you have freed us from the bonds of death and the anguish of separation from you. Please be with us now. Help us to be with you, no matter what. Christ's virgin could not be broken by any terror, nor won over by false allurements. To him alone I pledge my trust. To him alone I give my undivided love. Psalm 116, portion 10 through 19, Thanksgiving in the Temple. Through Christ let us offer God a continual sacrifice of praise. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted, how can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, precious in your sight is the death of the saints, but precious above all is the love with which Christ suffered to redeem us. In this life we fill up in our own flesh what is still lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Teach us to praise you aright, and even now to taste the joy of the new Jerusalem. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. To him alone I pledge my trust, to him alone I give my undivided love. Glory to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I give thanks to you, the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, for through him you have made your servant victorious. Revelation chapter 4, redemption hymn is our canticle and prayer. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I give you thanks, Lord, the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, for through him you have made your servant victorious. Now we have the opportunity for another reading from the book of Genesis. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and from your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who curses you I will curse, and by you all the families of the earth shall bless themselves. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions which they had gathered, and the persons that they had gotten in Haran, and they set forth to the land of Cana. When they had come to the land of Cana, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Morhi. At that time the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. So he built there an altar to the Lord, who had appeared to him. Thence he removed to the mountain to the east, on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on, still going toward the Negev. Now Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold, and he journeyed on from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place where he had made an altar at the first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not support both of them dwelling together. For their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together, and there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. At that time the Canaanites and Perizzites dwelt in the land. Then Abram said to Lot, let there be no strife between you and me, and between your herdsmen and my herdsmen, for we are kinsmen. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself from me. If you take the left hand, then I will go to the right. If you take the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw that the Jordan Valley was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, in the direction of Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself all the Jordan Valley, and Lot journeyed east. Thus they separated from each other. Abram dwelt in the land of Cana, while Lot dwelt among the cities of the valley, and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked, great sinners against the Lord. The Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, Lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which you see I will give to you and to your descendants forever. I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the dust of the earth, your descendants can also be counted. Arise, walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I give it to you. So Abram moved his tent and came to dwell by the oaks of Mamre, which are at Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. So just in place of a homily, let us read briefly from the letter of Clement to the Corinthians. This is our reading for the tradition of the church for many offices of the readings. Who can express the binding power of divine love? Is the caption. Let the man truly possessed of the love of Christ keep his commandments. Who can express the binding power of divine love? Who can find words for the splendor of its beauty? Beyond all description are the heights to which it lifts us. Love unites us to God. It cancels innumerable sins, has no limits to its endurance, bears everything patiently. Love is neither servile nor arrogant. It does provoke schism. It does not provoke schisms or form critiques, cliques, but always acts in harmony with others. By it, all God's chosen ones have been sanctified. Without it, it is impossible to please Him. Out of love, the Lord took us to Himself, because He loved us, and it was God's will. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave His life's blood for us. He gave His body for our body, His soul for our soul. See then, beloved, what a great and wonderful thing love is, and how inexpressible its perfection. Who are worthy to possess it unless God makes them so? To Him, therefore, we must turn, begging of His mercy that there may be found in us a love free from human partiality and beyond reproach. Every generation from Adam's time to ours has passed away, but those who by God's grace were made perfect in love have a dwelling now among the saints, and when at last the kingdom of Christ appears, they will be revealed. Take shelter in your rooms for a little while, says Scripture, until my wrath subsides. Then I will remember the good days, and I will raise you from your graves. Happy are we, beloved, if love enables us to live in harmony and in the observance of God's commandments, for then it will also gain for us the remission of our sins. Scripture pronounces happy those whose transgressions are pardoned, whose sins are forgiven. Happy the man, it says, to whom the Lord impugns no fault, on whose lips there is no guile. This is the blessing given those whom God has chosen through Jesus Christ our Lord. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now we continue on with evening prayer with the beautiful Canticle of Mary, the prayer that Mary says in the Gospel of Luke. And we ask God to make us good evangelists, to make us good servants of His word. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for He has looked with favor on His lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. He has mercy on those who fear Him in every generation. He has shown the strength of His arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. He has come to the help of His servant Israel, for He has remembered His promise of mercy, the promise He made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, Spouse of Christ, receive the crown the Lord has prepared for you from all eternity. Christ extolled those who practice virginity for the sake of the kingdom. Let us praise Him joyfully and pray to Him. Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. Christ, you presented the church to yourself as a chaste virgin to her spouse. Keep her holy and inviolate. Christ, the holy virgins went out to meet you with their lamps alight. Keep the fidelity of your consecrated handmaidens burning brightly. Lord, your virgin church has always kept its faith whole and untarnished. Grant all Christians a whole and untarnished faith. You have given your people joy in celebrating the feast of your holy virgin. Saint Agnes, give us constant joy through her intercession. You have admitted the holy virgins to your marriage banquet. In your mercy, purify the dead and lead them to your heavenly feast. Dear Lord, look upon all of our personal intentions and provide us with the means we need for spiritual and bodily healing, and to be merciful and forgiving to one another. Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And we are indeed very blessed, so very blessed, to be able to offer this prayer. I believe we did the Our Father, so now we're going to have the final prayer. And tomorrow we have another special day. We have the prayer in the United States is actually memorial. We're required to pray every Mass and all of our public prayers, like the office, for the preservation and protection of unborn life. So it's such a big deal that it's even on the liturgical calendar in the United States. Almighty eternal God, you chose what the world considers weak to put the worldly power to shame. May we who celebrate the birth of Saint Agnes into everlasting joy be loyal to the faith she professed. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. So again, there's some catechism paragraphs that are good. I don't have the time to do a catechesis right now, but I really hope that you have a great rest of your day. And I guess it's almost night now.